Here we go.
Everyone knows about that.
Oh, right. Well, now we know for sure.
Hell yeah, dude. What's this, 167?
167.
Hey, welcome back. as you can tell, it's New Year's. We got the Happy New Year banner here.
Happy
so
New Year tomorrow, I think.
So, yeah, we're all yeah, midnight exactly.
I'm so excited. Yeah, I've been thinking about New Year's all day.
Insane, dude. I can't get it out of my head. It's pretty wild that it just like kind of snuck up on us like that. But here we are.
It's one day you can drink all day, no one bothers you, right?
Special, yeah. Special episode today. We got Harley Morenstein from fucking Epic Mealtime, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, the most.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, dude. Shit. This has been a while in the making. We're both from Montreal-ish.
You're from here?
Yeah.
This city?
This is where right I live. Here? I wasn't born here, yeah.
No, but how? When did you came here? When did you come here?
I came to Quebec.
No, but where we are right now, like, probably this city within this vicinity.
8 years?
8 years, huh?
Yeah.
I went to Jew camp here.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry? I might as well bring it right out because you said Morenstein. I always thought that sounds way more Jewish than Morenstein.
Is it Morenstein?
I could be whatever. It doesn't matter.
I pronounce it the way it's written.
Yeah, yeah. It does look like it's written like that. But it doesn't matter. I'm just still saying like went to Jew camp out here. So this is my hood.
Yeah.
Like I know this area.
Yeah.
We used to run around spending daddy's money. No. There's just a camp here.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Very cool.
That's not that's the official title of it? It's not Jew camp?
This is Jew camp.
Oh, it is Jew camp.
That's what they call it?
Well,
it's
no, great. I know it does have some Jewish name.
I love it. This way better.
To it. But that's what they did. Because remember the Jews in camps back in the, those camps?
I know those camps.
They're trying to make the new
The way they fixed it was they put us in camps. You grow up. And then you get to like 17 and the counselors. They got the boys and the girls in their cabins and everyone's Jewish and they're like, we're going out for the night. Don't you kids go fucking each other? Because it's like a breeding ground. You know how many couples I know?
Yeah.
At Jew camp.
Replace the fucking. Yeah.
What a great mixer.
Yeah. Someone must have had a game plan. They're like, remember the camps, all those bad camps? Yeah. Here's how crazy.
Genius.
Camps. How are we going to fix the camp problem? More camps.
Yeah.
Opposite though. Opposite.
Reclaim the word. Let's go.
I didn't mean to jump right into Holocaust, but I
dude.
That's actually
I've been in the car for like a little while.
It's actually been a running theme now that you mention it. No, I'm kidding.
It's not the fastest we got to it before.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah, if you guys don't know fucking Epic Mealtime also, which is one of the most viral fucking things out there on the internet ever. When this shit was popping at its peak, like
2013, I was getting my dick sucked every day. Not actually, but
anyone you want to shout out? Anyone good?
Yeah, a couple. I mean, I don't want to say it now. They're probably like married or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that they're of age.
When did you start that channel? I don't know when.
2010.
Yeah. So 2013 was the fucking high time?
What's that?
2013 was the high time.
There was like, it's interesting. The high times are, it's like a roller coaster.
Okay.
There were times where the views were the most.
Yeah.
But that didn't mean the opportunities were the most.
Right.
Like the TV show came at a dip in viewership. Getting Walmart, the jerky in Walmart came at another dip. There's always highs and lows.
Yeah. That happened to me with my show as well. We had a show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same thing. It was like, I peaked already on like the YouTube front, and then coming down, it was like there was like a dip on the YouTube front, and then like the TV picked up, and it was like that's nice, but then it's like one suffers.
I know. We did. We would film the TV show and then go home and start filming Epic Meals for YouTube.
Yeah,
and
that's crazy.
It was so crazy. That's why we were all on coke. No, we weren't. I'm joking around. But you asked if I wanted tequila. I was like, I'll just have White Monster. I actually meant coke. I thought you'd get the code. No, I'm kidding. Everyone's like, I don't believe this guy.
That's why, he says White Monster. I'm like, is there a White Monster? We start Googling. Turns out they had to make it special.
We had to trade the guy actual cocaine for this.
Yeah, he wouldn't give it up otherwise. Otherwise, he's like, no, we're not giving it to
you. On that deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know how many we got.
Cases of it.
Yeah. You guys don't drink this shit?
No.
Well, if this existed when I was in high school, I would have had a stroke by now.
Yeah, that's why we're avoiding it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like, this is kind of fucked up. I drink this and I'm like, I know some kids get their hands on it. I drink this as a full grown man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, overgrown. This is crazy. Overgrown man. Yeah. Yeah, no, this shit'll. I wish I had this shit for sleepovers. Yeah. 1996, staying up all night.
Yeah.
A monster would have carried.
Yeah.
But I was crazy enough. I was like,
just playing Goldeneye.
I'm like 6'1" when I was like in the sixth grade, fifth grade.
Damn.
Goddamn.
You know, I was already fucking.
What are you, 6'8"? You're like 6'8"?
No, six, but seven? When I had a Tinder profile, I always did put 6'8".
So 6'7", 6'6"?
Once you get like 6'5", where I'm at, they don't know those extras, yeah, but the 6'8" really separates you from like all those 6'3s and 6'4s.
For me, they will fucking measure you when you show up on the date.
No, they don't need to measure you. You. They don't need to measure you to know you're not fucking 6'8", dude. Some.
You should. I got lifts.
Move. Yeah, you go.
Yeah,
that seems insane.
He's wearing high heels. Like, what's his face?
I did get 3.5-inch lifts. I went and filmed videos with this guy. This guy Sam, and he's 6'4". And when I showed up, he was taller than me, and I thought that was bizarre. And I had a feeling, but I'm not. You're not going to be like, "Are you wearing lifts to a person?" Right. I would never even, you know. And then he told me later he did, and so I ordered them. And there are some times where I would just go meet someone. There's no reason to even go from 6'5" to 6'8".
Was it
8?
Ron DeSantis who wore the high heels?
He's got like heels
inside his pants.
Yeah, he's got like those special shoes.
Yeah, those are insane.
Yeah, no, this is really secret. You're like, I only got some shoes I wear. And then you go from 6'5" to 6'8.5". It's a big fucking jump.
Eli from fucking Unsubscribed, he wears lifts all the time.
Really?
No,
you just fucking dox him like that.
Yeah,
I was like, really?
Jesus. Eli's the nicest guy, but he's just like begging to beat the shit out of someone.
Yeah,
every time I'm there, he's like, "Let's spar." Put the gloves up. He's ready.
Yeah, I've seen him on the range. Yeah. Jesus Christ, those guys can shoot, man. From the hip, just pop. It's crazy. Yeah. It's
like,
intimidating.
Got, we're like, why?
Yeah. Crazy. We hang out with killers like that?
Yeah.
We hang out with shooters?
That's what we're about.
We got shooters, so don't fuck around.
Shooters, we got the ops coming for us.
Yeah. Next time I go there, I'm stealing one of his medals to go get some fucking free drinks at the bar.
What kind of medals does he have?
I don't know. He's carrying
the Valor stuff? Right? Yeah, he's just going to steal Valor?
Yes, sir, dude. For free drinks?
This is a silly question, but do you get, like, if you go and just get shot at and shoot at... Do you just get a medal right off the bat?
I think like, your probably. Friends have to die, and you got to come home. That's what I gathered from talking to him. So
that feels right. I say if you come home, you get a medal.
I think you should.
If you're out there and you come back, I think you get a medal.
I played soccer.
That's what I'm
so
thinking
many.
Too.
Yeah,
something like
that. A participation medal. But then I think there's special medals for like if you did some shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then you get like the extra medal.
That's what I'm hoping.
And bottle and pin it to your back or something.
Like you killed Bin Laden, you get a trophy. You think?
Yeah. That seems right.
They should give you like a sick car.
The guy, do you ever hear the guy who killed him? He's like a stand-up. He does like stand-up stuff now, or did. He probably doesn't. Wild stuff too. It's like heavy PTSD on stage.
I'm
is crazy.
I thought I remembered a guy saying from SEAL Team 6 that he went in and he was, I'm kind of remembering this. I'm not exactly sure, but he kind of came in and he was like, "Fucking, I was first through the door. Bin Laden was there in his pajamas. I got him right through the eyeballs."
Whoa.
And it was like, but then the other guys came out and they were like, "Oh, it was different from that." one of those guys died, didn't he, at the shooting range? His friend shot him.
Oh, how convenient.
RIP. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You said we could edit this stuff out if, like,
yeah.
where?
Yeah.
Dude, let's talk about Israel and Palestine. No, I'm kidding. Keep that in, though. I want them to know I made a joke.
We actually got a surprise for you.
Palestine? Gaza?
Yeah, we brought Palestine.
You brought Hamas?
Hamas is here in the building. We do have a surprise for you.
I don't know this.
We're going to do a taste test.
Okay.
Poutine taste test. Quebec poutine taste test. Are you down with this?
Yes.
All right, so we got some foods. This guy is not from Quebec. He's from Toronto. Mm-hmm. So
in Toronto?
I'm from Vancouver, so I'm even further from the poutine.
Where do you live?
I live in Toronto now.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, if you're talking about poutine, I'm further from it.
Yeah.
Even further.
Yeah.
I live downtown Toronto, like Liberty Village area.
Mm-hmm.
Come say hi.
So, yeah, we got three poutines from the area. We got McDonald's.
Yeah, maybe we should just guess them.
You guys want to guess them?
Yeah.
There's no McDonald's in those jokes.
Oh, okay. He's quick, eh? That's a good joke.
By the way, I actually love choosing the wrong things and having hot takes, not on purpose or to be contrarian.
Great. Love it. I don't know or care what's going to happen to this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I just mean like McDonald's, I wasn't even offended by it. I was like, okay. Like I get good poutines all the time, so sometimes I like the other poutines.
Oh, yeah. These are not good.
These are all bad poutines?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
But we're just going to like...
We're having fun.
Yeah, we're having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We're having fun. Yeah. Fucking racing vibrators. Fucking.
Did you bring your vibrator?
Sniffing coke.
Did you bring your vibrator?
No, I don't have. I actually don't have one.
You don't have
nah,
one.
Nah, dude, I'm straight. I'm straight.
Dude, no one's that straight. Yeah.
That's true. That's actually true. And I'd like to talk about that.
We should.
Yeah. I believe that there is a moment at any time during the week, at some moment, it could be just even a nanosecond. You can get caught up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get caught off.
For sure. What percentage?
Suck off some dude. Like, it was Wednesday.
Yeah. One time. It was a one time. Yeah.
A.M. It was, ketamine maybe was involved.
I agree. And if it wasn't before, it would be after.
Might have been a dare. Who knows? Maybe it's a, dare.
Dare yourself in your brain quietly.
Yeah. That's right.
But my buddy was like, you can't even fit it all in my mouth. And I'm like, of course I can. And then I did it. Right?
Yeah.
Just to win a bet.
Tasty.
Thank you. Anyways, come to the Patreon for the double-ended dildo race.
This whole setup operation you got in here reminds me of Starfield.
Does it?
Yeah, it's got Starfield? Like, it's got like a very like a mothership vibe.
Yeah, this he doesn't know what Starfield is.
No,
he hasn't played a video game.
So you don't get high. You don't play video games.
Dude, somebody cloned him in a fucking lab yesterday. Can't you tell? Look at him.
Let me hold on. Let me You watch Lucifer, that TV show. You watch that show?
Yeah,
it's
a good one.
It's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
You like...
You watch Lucifer is the best roast I've ever heard.
Yeah, you...
perfect take. I feel seen now.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course I do. It's a banger show.
What?
It's a banger show.
That's so funny, dude.
That's funny, yeah. Tell me more about yourself. What shows should I watch?
These guys tell me I'm an alcoholic, right? Don't believe
them. Oh, that you are.
Yeah.
They say I
terrible
am.
Drunk.
They're not. They're just do it for jokes because everyone thinks in the pod for fun, right?
Fuck those guys.
It's not for real, right?
Well, the fuck this fat ass right here.
Other than that, I enjoy.
What do you like drinking?
I enjoy hiking.
You like beers all the time?
I like beers. I like crushing beers every day. I like to try and drink a beer, at least one beer every single day.
You like to go up to a night, hike up to a nice spot and crack a brew?
Yeah. bring a couple beers on a hike. That's my favorite, man. Get to the top.
This guy's sizing you up.
Feel like you earn it.
Dude, you're feeling so seen right now.
Man. He must follow me.
He's blushing.
Instagram. I love this.
He's blushing right now. He's like, how does he know me? How does he know my soul already?
I got one of these guys.
Yeah, you know one of these guys. Hey, they're good guys. They're good people.
Married, stable life, you know?
Mine's not married, mine's not stable.
Okay, well.
Yeah, alcohol is winning his the battle with him.
Oh, yeah.
But you look like you're doing all right. You have like a symbiotic relationship.
I will ask to borrow money at some point today.
He's like Venom.
Symbiotic.
He's like Venom. He's like Venom, but with beer. That's very funny.
Oh, what are you gaming? You gaming anything lately? You
play I play shooters. I play Overwatch a lot. That's like my main thing. But other than that, I stream like puzzle games and shit like that.
I played Overwatch for like hundreds of hours.
Yeah.
Never a second playing anyone other than Mercy.
Oh, you're Mercy main, eh?
I'm just a healer all the time.
Yeah.
I play Battlefield.
Yeah, you're just healing?
Medic, yeah.
Someone say that's...
Is that because you...
Someone say those are like...
The bitch class?
Yeah, someone say.
Yeah, people need to like pull through. And in video game realm, I like to experience the fantasy. I love stealth games. Why? Because my big ass can't sneak around anyone in real life.
That's a good
so
point.
I like stealth games. And in like games like Battlefield.
You strike me as like a tank player. Right.
Like I'm just like tank player in real life. You know? Or even like sometimes I'll find myself in a leadership position. And when I play a video game, I want to take the orders.
Yeah.
I want to, and I still have fun. Like, I'll play those games like Hell Let Loose or something and be that guy on the thing. But I don't.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't want to be that guy just feeling when I have to.
Yeah.
But when I get the choice, yeah, I like to be epic heel time. You know what I mean? I go just give some juice to the boys, buff them up a little bit, you know?
Is that the player that sleeps a lot?
Was that?
Yeah. Okay. Wes is so lost right now. He has no idea.
But now I'm happy for you guys.
He played the first video game he's ever played in his life was at my house. I was playing Overwatch on PlayStation at the time. And I'm like, you need to try this. And we're playing competitive. And I give him the headphones. And I'm like, just go. He's never touched a controller in his life.
You never wanted to?
It wasn't part of my life. I never.
Dude, people were yelling at him in chat.
No, not really, because I know I would enjoy it, and I don't
play a game though.
But I don't need another thing to be addicted to,
other than alcohol.
Yeah.
So you play, but you play a game though. What do you play? Play something Marvel Snap on your phone?
No, nothing.
Nothing at all. There's something.
Zero
somewhere.
Games.
You don't play Wordle.
I played World three times.
Got your ass, bitch.
And I
did get him.
No, but what else?
That fucking
stuff
trap.
Like that though, where it still counts. There's still
does it? Because yeah, I played it three times. I figured out the hack to Wordle. I can solve every single one, so I stopped doing it.
Why
right
was
away.
Your starting word?
You know, my starting word. I any word. Do slate. Yeah. Right. But like my whole plan is you just pick a different letter every time. Yeah. I have a whole plan. I can solve any Wordle.
Right, no one actually cares about your fucking Wordle skills.
Yeah,
holy
it was
shit,
too much.
Dude.
I dove. Seconds, I, it was too much. Let's I didn't mean that
go.
Much.
Let's fucking go.
We got poutines
go right
coming.
Now.
We got poutines coming. You're off the bat. Maybe don't say anything. Just because he's never tried them.
Why is it about me?
You never
also?
Had a poutine?
No, he's, many poutines. He might not have had these.
I've had many, many. Why? I'm under fire today.
Thank you. I can tell you right away where this is from.
Gotta take out the invisible.
I was gonna ask if you could take it out before the podcast.
Yeah, I've been trying to. You were gonna tell me to take it
out?
Yeah,
I was gonna ask if you could.
Why?
I'm kidding.
You actually, I was really like, I was like, oh shit.
I was like, I was gonna
what have you been doing?
Yeah. I fucking like this one.
Nope.
Kind of a clue for the places.
I already know this one.
They're not what we thought they were gonna be. Like, they're like.
Okay, cool. We'll figure it out.
Places always.
All right, let's see this.
You know what this is? Okay, Wes, you go first.
This has got to be one of the options.
Nope, anything.
All right, just from A&W.
Poutine's great.
I'm going to agree with that. I'm going to say A&W as well. What do we rate it out of A&W poutine out of 10?
I think fat fuck. Is that a rating?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I love A&W so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to give it a high ranking because when you get this, you also got to consider all the factors. Never just a poutine in a vacuum, right.
Uh-huh.
You're fucking right. A&W now. You get a teen burger also.
That's right.
Chubby chicken.
Teen burgers are great.
No, you don't. Is that
Uncle Burger? Uncle Burger.
Oh, that's right.
Uncle Burger, that's what you like?
No. Big Uncle Burger fan.
Man, that's crazy. This guy's fucking crazy.
I go for teen.
Your whole fucking spaceship dude. Complex starting to look a little weird now.
You got to go with the teen, dude.
I go off the rails.
You're uncle forever.
No.
You can have a teen legally at A&W. You got to go with the teen.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it.
Love the teen burger.
Mm-hmm.
A&W.
A&W
is the first one. You agree with that?
Yeah. I
give that
I'll
like
be
a.
Be honest, I didn't know. I was like, oh, it's very familiar, but.
I'll give it a 5.
Oh, shit. Is this A&W? God damn it.
No.
This one's extra cheesy. I'm allergic to cheese.
Yo. This might be A&W. God damn it.
No, it's
so
cheese.
Crazy. This one smelled like piss a little bit. So weird. I'm like, because you never sniff and scrutinize your poutine.
That's a good point.
And I really
my brother did bring
it
out in separate
pissy.
Things.
I was going to make the joke, like, guess what one I put fentanyl in or something.
Yeah, you were right not to make that joke.
My fries are undercooked on this one. My fries are a little undercooked on this one.
I don't feel like finishing this one. That one I nailed and grilled
nope.
it down.
The cheese is buttery.
The piss is strong.
I think this guy,
yeah, it really
I think
is.
This guy made this one.
Yeah. This is from Dirty Little Piss Pants over there. For sure.
My new nickname.
You bit on these fries?
Dirty Little Piss
Pants. You bit on these fries?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
You've had
this
every single one of these fries in your mouth.
Maybe.
This one's a 3. Because shit all around.
I'm not doing
this. But like a poutine lowest score for me is probably a 3.
Yeah.
Like
no matter what. I go 3. And Ashton's?
I don't even know what that word means.
Maybe Bedpro? Bedpro?
No, I don't think that's a Bedpro. Their gravy tends to be like orange. It's like it looks much different than other gravies.
It's chicken gravy.
Yeah, it's different. It's
like what's that? Harvey's?
Oh, that's a good
call. Is that an option?
Is Harvey's?
Harvey's
that's
an option?
That's a very good call.
Harvey's, 3. Chemical ass cheese curds. Those cheese curds taste like chemical.
Maybe start calling it wine scenes, you know? Fucking Harvey's, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Get it? You know about Hooker Harvey's in Toronto?
Uncle Harvey's?
Hooker Harvey's?
Hooker Harvey's in Toronto?
No.
What do you tell me more?
That's all there is to it.
I'll look it up. Let's go.
All right, last.
Number 3.
Not least.
Thanks, Green. Green's awesome for this. Thanks, you're a real one. This was his idea.
Oh, everyone knows these fries.
Yeah.
Everyone knows these fries. McDonald's.
Solid
baby.
McDonald's poutine.
It's there. It's there.
And you lied to us. Get in me.
So
cold little Donald's.
Where we are, actually, this whole city has a, when you go skiing around here, it has a particular type of poutine that really exists at the ski hills.
Okay.
And it's so close to the McDonald's poutine.
You're right.
So when McDonald's poutine came to exist and a lot of people hated on it,
oh shit!
I was like, that's not the real like Montreal poutine with the like greasy fries and like the dark brown gravy. I'm like, but it is another form of poutine.
Ski hill poutine.
Ski hill poutine.
It's like cafeteria food a bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Same.
Like, yeah, like the restaurants at the ski hills.
Yeah.
What is it about it, man? Fucking those fries, dude. I like it.
I still give that a 5.
The first one was the best one.
First one was a 6
A&W,
maybe for me.
A&W's on point. If that's A&W, they're like not fucking around these days.
How do we do?
You guys ready for the answers?
Yeah.
I think so.
So the first one was not A&W, it was Harvey's.
Oh! We slept on Harvey's, dude.
Hooker Harvey's, baby.
Hooker Harvey's.
Let's go.
We slept on Harvey's?
We're doing coke tonight.
Yeah.
You only.
It's the fourth time.
Of course.
The fourth time he said it. We got him, his white monster. What more does he want?
5 times it shows up.
The second one, you guys were saying Harvey's, but it's actually Belle la Bœuf. I don't know if you got one of those.
Oh, Belle la Bœuf. The Beauty and the Beast burger joint around this area.
It's funny because you said the fries were undercooked, but the fucking patties there are always overcooked.
The patties are always overcooked there. It's
like a silly place. You go there, you're meant to watch the hockey game there and be drunk when you eat your burger
and
fries.
Pickles
but the photos are so nice. Mm-hmm. Like the photos look a lot like the thumbnails you used to make.
The
like
sponsor.
This fucking giant. What's that?
They're the sponsor.
They're the sponsor? Oops.
I've seen that place and I've always been like, I think they're tied in. I think I inspired someone there.
I think so too.
I don't always think that. I'm not like, I'm like, hey, someone put bacon on their dick. That's my thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes I see shit and I'm like, I think someone along
You've
the
influenced
way
it.
Saw a video. And that's crazy because I was just joking.
Yeah.
Like now, like 12 years later, the life that I lead, I'm like, what's going on? I was literally joking.
Yeah.
Like stretching that bacon joke out.
Fuck.
You know?
So funny, dude.
Well, I had to make moves along the way. Like, I got into a boxing match. Mm. I mean, two. One I won. And
I know.
One I lost.
Yeah. But you lost gracefully. I saw that.
Yeah, I got punched out of the ring, but that was still cool.
That's what I mean.
Who'd you lose to?
Do you watch wrestling?
No.
No, of course not. You don't do anything fucking cool, bro.
No, I'm here with you. That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Can't believe I drove all the way here for this. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'll take this outside. I'll get my fucking stepladder. Let's go.
And you could suck me off. What was I saying?
He likes his ladders like he likes his porn.
No,
full of steps.
No steps.
No steps.
Step out of there.
No steps at all.
I'm deleting that. Sorry, what were you saying about yourself?
Oh, I got monster all over my shirt. I'm going.
We had a good run.
Stay sober.
What was I rambling about a second ago before I started thinking about this guy?
You got beat by in a boxing match.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Someone's listening.
Yeah, I fought like a YouTube gamer first.
Yeah,
and
beat the shit.
Yeah,
out
I was
him.
Much
beat
bigger than
him,
so it made
guy.
A lot of sense. Yeah. But then the next
beat
one,
the brakes off him.
Oh, now actually, this is actually a drug thing, so now I'm going to sound like a full on druggie. I was just out seeing my favorite DJ perform, and really high, and I got a text saying that Johnny Nitro, John Morrison from wrestling, one of the most athletic heavyweight wrestlers ever.
Pull him up.
Also, I thought that he always looked juiced to the gills. Could be natural, though. I don't know.
Most of them are, though, no?
Yeah, especially this one. So okay. But he's great. He does, like, backflips off the top rope and stuff, and not many heavyweights do that. But he said he wanted to box me. And I wrote back. I was like, interesting. I'm on drugs now. I was. And I wrote that back. And then I had this bizarre daydream when I got home. Just like, I'm like a 7,000-year-old fucking space baby from an alternate dimension. So is this guy. Why don't I box him? What else am I going to do? Drugs next weekend?
Yeah.
Which I would have.
This guy.
Yeah. So instead, I'm PTSD right now. No, he's actually a buddy of mine. Great guy. I love him. So I just dedicated myself to that. But that's what you have to do when the views dry up. Got to get in the boxing ring and get punched in the head.
Yeah.
You don't actually have to. I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
I put like
very close to doing it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Should. It's so, it's every, so fun.
I think, who's it?
Eli?
Ian? No, Ian Idubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. He hit me up like 2 years in a row. Like, he wanted me to fight. It was the chef from Good Mythical Morning. And I was like, Who's this doughy fucking contender that I'm going to beat the snot out of? And I Googled him, and he's fucking jacked. My height, ripped.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going down like that.
Remember when I was saying it like at one point during the week, like 4 a.m., it could be that, like, that's the type of guy that could get you.
Yeah.
You look him over, you're like, who's this guy? And he's got like oiled up cooking pictures on his Instagram. You're like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, what are we
1v1?
Cooking?
Yeah, no, but I tell people, I'm like, oh, you should do it. It's so fun. It's just so cool. It's such a crazy, weird thing.
I love that you embrace it that way. Like seeing you enter that fight, you were confident, you were living in the moment, having a good time, not taking yourself serious. I think that's probably the best way to do it.
I was also confident about nothing. Mm. It was the entertainer in me that was on autopilot running through it.
Yeah.
But even during the entrance, I was just like, oh my God, people are excited.
Yeah.
I'm like, I hope I don't fall. I hope I don't shit.
I hope I don't
shit myself. What if I get punched and I shit? Then like,
baby.
That's it. And so a lot of thoughts crossed my mind the whole time because I didn't spar enough. Yeah. I'm like a fucking YouTuber gamer. I came here, I was like, what games do you guys play? Do you have Coke? It's like, I'm not like a guy who's a combat dude. I don't watch UFC. Yeah. I don't watch that stuff. Now I do after having, you know, gotten into the sport a little bit.
You should have watched it before.
What?
You should have got into it before.
UFC?
Fighting. Yeah.
You like UFC?
Yeah, I love UFC.
And you don't like wrestling because it's fake.
Watch UFC all the time at all, dude. Come on. Come on, you knew that. You knew that, bro.
Yeah, UFC is gay, bro. You're straight.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah,
all right. Well, we don't have to cheer about it. Yeah. What was I saying? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice seeing you because even if I didn't know who you were watching you in that fight, I'm like, I'm going for this guy. I'm going for the fucking, this giant. Over here, like you look like you were like a big deal in like boxing. You were like a bigger guy compared to most of these body types.
As a wrestling fan,
yeah,
he came out with some iconic wrestling dudes.
Yeah,
and the fact that I was the like I turned him heel. Like,
yeah,
I made
that's
him
right,
the bad guy in the scenario.
Yeah,
with my entrance.
Yep.
That was really crazy.
It's a fun moment.
I was like, oh, like I out wrestled.
Yeah, you outperformed entertainer him,
here. And then I got punched out of the ring, and I was like, oh, but he did that. And I remember telling a bunch of YouTubers, I was like, yeah, dude, you should do it. You should. Like, I was literally 90 pounds heavier before I did the first Creator Clash.
Yeah.
I was like, you should do it. It'll
you got
fun,
crazy shape.
Cool.
Yeah, dude, like, he had fucking epic mealtime.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think?
Pandemic, like, I just, literally, yeah. I was in Toronto, and the thing about Toronto is you could be on Uber Eats at 3 a.m. And be like, I want Filipino food. And you have five places to choose from.
Yeah.
And so
They'll send a Filipino to your house to make it for you. Like, it's
easily in Toronto, yeah.
What's the most amount of calories you've eaten in a day? Could you estimate?
I've done this before. I estimated I probably could have hit like 7,500 or 8,000. Like,
pretty insane.
Because the way I factored it in was when I started tracking my calories when I started to prepare for the match. That's when I was like, oh my God, nuts?
Yeah.
Nuts?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, you'll do 5,000 if you're trying to bulk up for like to be Mr. Universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I mean, I grabbing I could have easily eaten 4,000 calories of nuts before stoned, like watching a movie without thinking about it at all.
Yeah.
And I had no idea. Or oil. And so you can go to a restaurant and they cook with oil and the calories are just crazy now.
Yeah.
And those are easy. Like nuts and oil, you could have like 3,000 calories of that in a day easily and still fuck up. A&W, fucking eat the whole family.
Yeah, we're giving some solid advice out here. Yeah. You really want to get those gains in?
People come up to you and they're like, yo, can I get a picture? Like, do they recognize
me?
You?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, and what do they look like normally?
What do the people look like?
Can you see them coming from a mile away?
Uh-huh.
Is it like, are they like Magic fans or like?
It's Magic and puzzles. I get both. We do like puzzles and shit.
So you get like, you'll get like, because I see my fan from a mile away. Yeah. If he's got like a wrestling t-shirt on.
That's your fan.
And like a sparse beard. And, you know, maybe look a little stinky and he's coming over. I'm like, oh, he knows. Or I could get like, I'll get like a real man.
Yeah.
Like a man's man. Yeah. And then I'll be like, big fan. And I could see it come from, but for you, like, is it like a guy like ripped jeans, like long dark hair and like a spooky boy coming up like, oh, what's that?
No. What it is like dudes who are friend zoned. I get a lot of that. I feel like I get a lot of those guys who you're like, oh, this guy's being friend-zoned right now.
You're getting a lot of nice guys.
Type of guys. Yeah, a lot of nice guys who are trying to break out of that zone, trying to break out of their shell.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people came to Magic because it showed them how to approach strangers and get into a social situation.
Yeah.
So now what's nice is like a lot of these people are like little social butterflies now. They're performing, they're out there, they got a girlfriend, they got a job, they got all, because it's been years later. But what got them into that was like the Magic. So I'll get those those people. Oh, that's true. That's my crowd, yeah. Which is pretty, it's a pretty nice crowd.
And then puzzles, you get like blatantly autistic people coming.
Also, that's the other side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, look at this 7-year-old wrote me. It was a full grown man.
The worst part of my life is when people see me and they go, Chris Ramsey! And I'm like, and they're like, you know Chris Ramsey. I'm like, yeah, thank you.
They see him, they call him my name.
Thank you for that.
That's fucking cool. So sick.
Appreciate it.
I've had some being recognized from Epic Mealtime, the food thing. And we had like one time some guy saw me and he was like, hey, bacon. Because we used this candy.
Bacon?
And that was a rainbow candy that looked like just a rainbow strip, and we always called it gay bacon on the show. But then people would see me, they'd be like, gay bacon. And I'd be like, yeah, that's me. One time a guy saw me and he was like, yo, food. And I was like, yeah, dude. Every day if we're lucky.
I get that. I get like, yo, Magic guy, puzzle guy. But just food is a funny one to get recognized for. Yeah. I recognize you because food.
No, I feel like knowing Magic is a very... Like, a lot of people have the idea. I mean, I always thought of Magic as, like, a really slick thing.
Yeah.
So, I can't approach a woman being slick.
Right.
Like, I'm never going to be that guy. I remember one time my buddy was like, yo, can you wingman for me right here with these two girls? Like, open up. You're a funny guy. And I was like, yeah, I'll slide over. I'll just chill with it. And I went over. I put my beer down. And they both looked at me. And I went, howl. Because they didn't know to say like, hey, what's up, hello, hi. And I was just, all of them came out and I was like, howl. And they looked at me and I turned around, I walked, I was like, I fucking blew it. I'm not slick, like, but like if you feel like you could be slick,
yeah,
you would be like, Magic can get me pussy if I, you know. So I remember there was a year in time where Magic and the pickup artists were like adjacent spaces.
Yep.
They were one and the same.
That was a scary time.
Oh yeah.
Oh dude, they set magicians back big time.
Yeah.
I had a lot of
one time screaming at the bartender like he's filming, he's a pickup artist, he's filming them.
Crazy. You got called a pickup artist?
Yeah, because I was just filming a Magic chick with their consent at the bar, and this chick from across the bar is like, get these pickup artist perverts out of here, creating a fucking scene. I was like, who? What?
Right? Dude, imagine being
you're like me?
Yeah. Like, oh shit.
Imagine being that jealous you're not getting hit on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That you're trying to get us kicked out. That's kind
of
fucked up.
I've been with like you a couple times, and it's crazy the amount of people, you, like guys and girls, like just like the amount of people that flock around you.
Yeah,
because like you know Magic.
Here's my theory. I think that you can hold court, and that's what it is. Because like I can hold court without Magic, and that's fine too. But if you're loud and boisterous and cracking jokes and doing all this and then do a bar bet, you don't have to be a magician for that. You do bar bet on the bar. People are going to gather because they want to see a show. They want to see someone who's popping off. You know what I mean? So I think just having that skill, magic allows you to blossom that sort of skill. But like that, I think is the best thing. Like Wes explains it a lot in his show where he goes, he's like, you know, people are like, oh, you probably get fucking all the pussy with this, with magic or whatever. And he's like, you know what happens? Like dudes come around me like, how'd you do that? It's just a bunch of dudes nerding out about magic.
Like, help us get pussy like you are. And you're surrounded by guys.
My joke so bad.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You had like three chances to tell it. So
I was getting my whiskey.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. What was the joke?
No, he already said it. No, say it again. All the punchline's different and wrong. It's fine. It's all good.
Hey, I was praising you.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, man. Yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah. Anyways, I get pussy. So what's up?
Yeah. Me too.
No.
Me too. Do you? Well, what's your New Year's resolution? You're a nice guy. Maybe that time's over. Maybe you're a bad boy. Now you can be a bad boy in 2024.
That was my favorite. I'm going to send it to everybody.
Derek?
For New Year's.
What's going on, Derek? There's got to be one Derek. Soft ass Derek. Be a bad boy in 2024.
Super stoned Derek.
Derek's so high right now. You're like, what the fuck is happening? That's so funny.
And he was probably just watching this whole thing of like some deep rabbit hole of Jews control everything. And now Morenstein's like, Derek? And he's like, hey!
He's like, we're listening, Derek. We're listening. That's so funny, dude.
So you guys ski out here?
No, I don't ski. Do that? Do you think he skis?
No.
I ski like all the time. I'm legit.
Obviously he skis.
Yeah, you definitely ski.
Come on.
He's a little snow bunny.
Gotta do something.
Yeah.
Little
you don't
snow
ski
bunny.
Out here?
Not here. I'm from the good part of the country where they're good mountains, so I haven't skied out here. So I can look at them and I get sad.
Well, now you're like in the worst part.
That's what I mean. So I just I go back and visit my family in Vancouver and go ski there.
You don't like Tremont Blanc?
It's fine. It's just like I'd rather go home and ski there.
He goes to Vancouver probably once a month.
I get a lot of corporate gigs out there still, so I just go out every month. And
do you go to Grouse Mountain?
Yeah, sometimes, but it's easier
to
go.
Piece of shit.
We shot there, right?
No, I'm kidding.
No, it's like
we shot there, right?
No, we shot a different one. Oh. We shot at Sasquatch, whatever. But they're all super small. Those, even the North Shore ones. But I still like them.
Yeah,
if you go to Vancouver, fucking go skiing, man.
Vancouver's go. If you go to Vancouver, get sushi.
Yeah, sushi's
you go great, there, man. And you could obviously get expensive, fancy sushi at these restaurants.
Yeah.
But you could also just go to some places, pay $5, and get a hand roll, and it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, straight from the source.
I love Vancouver. I love Chinese people.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Glad we said that because they were wondering.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. We brought it.
If you look like me and you, it just kind of comes. It just feels racist just saying Chinese people. Sometimes
it does. Yeah.
You know.
Sometimes you're like, am I allowed to say Chinese people?
Yeah, you're like, yeah.
You're Chinese like, yeah. Actually, people. You're allowed to say that still.
Yeah,
that's true.
Say Chinatown, Chinese people.
Yeah, anything but.
But yeah,
you could say Chinese people. Yeah. You could say Chinatown. You can't say China people.
Yeah, Chinaman.
You can't say that.
You can't say that one.
Yeah. That, get this, cancel this guy.
Cancel it.
But is it, Norm McDonald? Mark Norman had a bit on that.
Mark Norman.
Where it's like, you can say, or the other ones. He's like, you can say Englishman, Frenchman. He's like, why can't you say this? I was like,
yeah, Irishman.
Yeah. Anyways, the rest of his bit goes like this.
Jewman. That's not one, is it?
Jew.
No, it's just, singular, always.
Jew.
That's nice.
Is Jew offensive? I'm not offended, but is Jew offended? Because like, people are like, he's a Jew.
We tried to slip it in a few times just to see how you'd feel about it.
Jew?
So you tell us how it felt.
You could have said Kike. I would have been fine with it. Do you know how that name came to? You know how that word came to be?
What?
Yeah, circles.
What?
Yeah.
Circle. A Kikel.
Yeah.
It was a circle. They would circle when they came to New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
They would circle the Jewish names in red.
Well, no, the Jewish people, if you didn't know how to read or write, you know, you sign something with an X, but that's a cross.
Oh, that's what I was saying.
So they would sign their name by putting a circle.
Yes.
And they're Yiddish, and they would say to each other, like, Kikel, Kikel.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
so the guys working there were like, it's fucking kikes. Keep fucking coming on their kike boats.
That's crazy.
I bet.
That's probably how it went down.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Put that clip in the Patreon video, maybe.
Yeah, we'll jump it up. We'll jump it around. This will be a Frankenstein of a fucking podcast. I can't wait.
I want to get the Patreon. You got to be like, I'm not actually Jewish. So I was just trying to say that. That's what I want the Patreon to be.
Yeah, I'm going to have to convince them I'm part Jewish by the end of this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I got baptized also, though.
God, just dabbling,
really?
Man. Renaissance, man. That's where you are. You're doing everything.
I got baptized at Burning Man.
fuck
what
you.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you can get baptized there.
Apparently. Oh, as
like
an adult.
Like a legitimate, yeah.
As an, oh, I thought your parents brought you to Burning Man as a baby, and we're like, we're going to baptize this guy Burning Man.
Yeah, no, my name would be like Rainbow Fang. And yeah. I would have purple, my nipples would be out.
A different hue.
I'd be different. Yeah.
You'd have no belly button.
I feel like that I spoke that out. There's a variant of me now in a timeline. I could just branched off and that exists.
Yeah.
That world sucks.
Ruling over a kingdom right now.
Tyrant.
Yeah, tyrant.
Suck me.
Oh. Oh, fantastic.
That's good shit.
It is great.
Yep. You want to do a Bob Talk? See if we get some advice from fucking Harley over
here? We can try it.
Because he's got great advice.
They've been a lot of the Bob Talks just been like, take a shot. I love your show. Well, you guys got to get crazy. Actually, some of them, that one we had a few weeks ago, or the one that's going to air after. Yeah.
Our timeline's
I'm bad at continuity. We got to, you ever do a podcast? You do a podcast. You have your own podcast. You got to time travel sometimes. You're like, oh, fuck, when? And you're just like in your head jumping around through space time.
Mm. What's your title of your podcast?
A binge eater. But I had a feeling, I liked the name, but I had a feeling that it wouldn't be a great name because I think it's like low-key blocked on some things because of what it is. Because
binge, the word binge.
Yeah. Right. It's like a symptom of an illness. It's like, I'm not, whatever, I don't want to say it.
Yeah,
but I understand why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Big keyword there.
Yeah.
All right. We got Alberta. This might be your brother.
That's okay. He might leave a good one.
Yeah, second to none headquarters, HQ Alberta, reporting in. Have you guys ever been to the tunnels of Moose Jaw to see the Al Capone bootlegging days? Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, the place to be.
It's a little fun Canadian fact for everybody.
Yeah.
There are bootlegging tunnels in Moose Jaw. Thank you.
And we did find out Nick hung himself. That was the last thing that's all.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
On record of him, which is pretty fascinating.
He promised to FaceTime if he was ever going to kill himself.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, so you could watch or talk him out of it?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe talk him out. I thought he meant watch.
Tell him to FaceTime me because I need my channel needs a bump in viewership. Dude. I want to be like, he meant so much to me. I'm not turning on ads on this video.
We'll tag you. We'll tag you on it.
Yeah.
We'll tag Epic Mealtime.
I'll bring him to the forest. All right,
Dayton, Ohio. Another one here. By the way, I didn't know about that. Whatever he was saying.
Hey, for the vibrator races, love to see a Chris's channel versus West's channel fight to the death vibrator race.
Loser deletes the channel, I guess.
He sounded like he was going to cry the whole time.
Yeah, this guy, hey man.
That ain't going to happen.
Our vibrator race are the least of your problems right now. All right, you got to sort your shit out. Call us back when sorted out. He did. Let's go.
Who's
job,
that guy? That guy's just a stranger?
Don't, yeah, they're all strangers.
Well, after that, right? I was like, oh, you got some fans that are hard in too.
Hey, I just left a message about the Dildo races. But focus up with your videos not being up on Spotify. Come on, man. What's up with that?
We switch providers.
Yeah.
He's right.
That's a good point. All right. He wants back here. He did. He is an avid Spotify watcher, which is weird. But we had like videos on Spotify. We took them off because we changed our provider. Sorry.
We didn't think anyone was watching them.
Come to
YouTube.
Come to YouTube.
Put videos on Spotify?
Yeah.
Through. Yeah. We're going to bleep that word. No shout outs for them, dude. Fuck no free promo here.
They didn't condemn Hamas. So.
All right, Tennessee.
Senior Community Center. Probably not the same guy. I was calling in one, so we didn't have to listen to Nick Barker messages anymore. Because I mean, that guy seems very Steve Irwin-ish. And then I also got a question. It's coming up on the holidays. Wondering what holiday traditions, if any, that you guys have, if you want to share. Hope you all are doing well. Thanks for the time. See ya.
That's fucking awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Great all around wholesome message.
Every Christmas Eve, my sister lets me put one finger in. That's a holiday tradition.
What do you do after? You smell it or you put it in your mouth?
In your mouth, obviously. I'm not
he
fucking
doesn't have a mouth. Sister.
You put it in her mouth too?
Yeah, of course. Why you gotta ruin?
Hey, dude,
know
you're
me?
Starting to be a lot cooler.
I thought you were lying.
I see. I was cool for a second.
Are you firing this guy?
Yeah.
Vancouver.
Oh, shit. God damn it. That's
you got a holiday tradition?
No, I do this. I do this weeks in advance, so that I don't have to do anything on holidays. Yeah. Literally, just play video games.
Going to. A movie and Chinese food is a very Jewish Christmas thing. And it's what they do. I don't know why I said they. Them. No, that's what we do.
Nice.
Yep.
Because when does Hanukkah finish up? When's that?
How does that work? It changes all the time.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yeah, they got a different calendar.
But you're never busy
it's
on
like
Christmas.
The year 3000, fucking in from the future. And,
tell us how it ends.
Yeah. It starts the end. The ending starts now. Right now.
The reckoning.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the going for Chinese food and a movie is a Jewish tradition, and I know lots of people that did that. And I looked into it, and the Chinese community and the fuck I'm saying Chinese a lot for like if you put this up and you're like Harley was on the podcast, he said Chinese 30 times, they'd be like, damn, he must have been getting really political about it. But no, Chinese people and Jewish people, when Christmas comes around,
yeah,
they're both like still out there. Chinese people are like, we're still going to keep the restaurant open.
Yeah.
And Jewish people are like, we're still hungry.
That's right.
Should make them together, right? Junies or something and just make a different.
You can't say that. I can't believe you said that.
No, fusion.
That you can't say. Fusion. That you absolutely cannot say.
Like it's Tex-Mex.
What the
it's
fuck
the
is wrong with this guy? You cannot
Jewish,
say that.
Chinese.
I'm just Tex-Mex.
That is a wild thing to say.
Jewish Chinese people would be very suspicious of him.
Yes.
Them.
They're
whoever. Yeah, they would be very suspicious now. You know, like AI, right? Mm-hmm. People always asking questions, ChatGPT and all
Alan
that stuff.
Iverson.
You think that you think that AI is like more suspicious of Jewish people today than it was 4 months ago?
Because
with everything going on, you think AI is like, it picks up on how many people are like, so what's, like if you, a million people today were like, what's the deal with Israel? What's the deal, you know?
Yeah.
You think AI, what's the
deal? What is the deal?
Yeah.
What is the deal?
I can save that for the Patreon because I got a lot of thoughts.
Yeah, I got some thoughts too.
So I got these hats. You see these hats? These here.
You can't be that because I got one here. I had a question here about,
you got
this, about the AI.
Oh,
you
shit.
Yeah, well, you got one too. If you need them, we're in conspiracy territory. We put these on.
If running with your thought there, Harley, if you ask the AI for some recommendations about your business, you know, it might be like, well, child labor is clearly more profitable, you know?
Yeah.
Would it recommend that?
No,
kind
but
of stuff?
They know it says stuff like
the dark web AI.
Recommend that.
The dark web AI does.
It does.
There is dark
but
web,
but still,
AI.
It still acknowledges that it's like morally
thing?
Wrong.
The dark web AI, I don't
think it
does.
Still, it's still aware that it's morally wrong. And it probably knows it's being defiant. It's very like it probably
knows
it's being
counterculture. Knows being a bad boy.
Yeah, Derek can be bad like the dark web AI this year. Get yourself some ass. You worked on that card trick. You look so good too. Just get out there, man. Just be a dick that knows magic, bro.
Derek's just tripping on shrooms right now. Like, what is happening?
It's just crazy.
What kind of chicks do you hit on at the bar when you're out there saying all your words together when you introduce yourself? Like, who are you hitting on? Hot chicks?
Really good question.
I mean, come on. What's
that was a great question, Wes. Thanks for that, man. What kind of chicks do you hit on?
Let's go. He's in. Give advice to Derek. Let's find out what he's got going on.
Yeah, it's a great question. It's a great question.
I need to know.
What was exactly the question?
Yeah, say ask it again. Fuck it.
I liked hearing you cook it up, though. That's why I was staring, because I liked how I was coming out.
Buddy.
Dude,
I hear the words perfectly in my mouth, And then when they come out, apparently they're not perfect.
No, they were great. That's why I loved sometimes it. That happens, a great, I told yeah. you it was a great question.
Yeah.
Sometimes
get some fucking cocaine in here. Get this party going. God damn it. Let's go. Connect my man over here.
You promised me cocaine and or Hamas. I have neither. I don't really have a type.
Okay.
You know?
Nice. So there you go. There's your answer.
I'm down. Like, you know, I mean.
You said throw the guest the ball. He's dropping every one I throw at him.
That's not a what kind of dude. You literally threw him. What did you throw him? You threw him.
You like crossed me up. You crossed me up and
yeah, he broke his ankles.
Like, what kind of bitches? What if you were to?
You know.
But no, I'm playing
fucking checkers here, boys. You're playing chess.
We're playing basketball.
We're not
playing
games though.
You're playing checkers. Game. We're playing basketball. That's the problem.
I don't think I have a type. I can think of so many times where I've just been down. I go through eras, you know. I'm sure we all do. You know, you get your tastes online.
I've asked friends before, and they're like, "I like Asian people." And you said Chinese so much, I expected that to come out of your mouth. I'm sorry. Carry on.
I do, but I think.
Why is it weird?
There's something like cringe to me when like a white dude's like, "I love Asians."
Yeah, this guy.
I love Asians.
He's really into it.
Yeah?
Yeah, he doesn't
mind. Every time we end up talking about like porn or something, I'm like, "Yeah, Japanese big boobs, right?"
Yeah, he's mentioned big boob Asians like 3 times in like pods. We're like, that's, you know, it's not a thing, right? You know those don't exist?
Oh, they're out there. And you think about the big boob Asian porn is the tits are always wet and shiny.
They're wet and shiny.
There's big, right? Well, that's because I go through like phases, yeah. You know, where I will dabble in stuff. And yeah. I could think of some phases back in the day where I was like, damn, like, I can't even believe that's what I was into. I was like, fucking, they were really old women. Like, that was a time. It was like I had an old teacher that year or something, you know? Maybe that's where it was connecting from.
That's
who
where
knows?
It stemmed.
Yeah. I remember like when first getting out there on the internet, I'd seen like big black asses and being like, oh,
yeah.
Realizing that day, like, I don't have enough dick. Something like that. But yeah.
And you're 6'11.
Yeah.
Like, what 6'11. Does that say for us?
Shit, yeah. No, it looks worse because my thighs are so long and big. It looks worse. Like, you throw this on a 5'7 guy, that's all right. You know, on me, it's just like everything's so big around it. Like, all these, you know, like the steak looks smaller if there's more potatoes on the plate.
Yeah.
And I'm coming with a lot of potatoes. Yeah. Well, who do you like to fuck before you got married?
Oh, I've known before my wife. I waited, you know. I was into girls who were into me, so I had the thing called the countdown method.
That's probably the best.
I would literally go to the bar, I'd talk to the hottest girl I could find, and she'd say no. Talk to the 9, no. Talk to an 8, no. Talk to a 7, no. Work my way down. You go home with somebody before you hit 1 every single night of the week. Countdown method is foolproof. Derek, fucking get in on it, bro.
Yeah, there, Derek.
Like, you can
you gotta
do it,
be man. Hungry, Derek.
If they're into me, I was into them. I really wasn't that picky. Like, I didn't.
Then you just bring this woman to your home and you fuck her there.
If you can do it in the car at the establishment you're at, that's the move. The car is the move.
The closest you could do it to the establishment, the better.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like a fire night for you is like banging a 2 in the back alley.
Yes.
Going back in for another drink too.
Yeah. Telling your friends you're going to go bang this hot chick.
The Waffle House.
And then you leave with her, but she's going with her friend. She doesn't even know you exist. Then you grab the 2. Banger in the back alley, come back and be like, "What a night!" And they thought you went out with the other chick. So you keep your clout up. I have a whole method, man. I was into it. I figured it out. Anyways,
then you got.
Yeah. And all that with magic tricks. Yeah. All that with magic tricks. We're gonna spin the wheel.
Chris hates when I speak on this podcast.
What are you talking about?
He hates it.
I let you speak.
Oh, you did. Oh, you God. That up on purpose.
This is great.
All right. Good. We all have to go around doing a Chinese person impression.
Okay. Are we putting our fingers at the corners of our eyes and pulling them?
No, but you can do it for each other. It's not racist if you do it to each other.
Okay. So what is the country of origin of this person's accent?
I'd say Japanese girl with big boobs.
You can't.
I think we can't do Asian ones.
Hiya. That's what you're getting.
Is she Japanese, that person?
The only Japanese accent I can do is the porn sounds, and that's it.
What if you did like a Southern American, a fat, gross Southern American dude?
Okay. South America?
No, southern of the United States.
Oh.
Colonel Sanders, gross fat, white okay. guy.
Yeah.
Super white. What is he saying? And he's telling his wife, no, honey. I'm making you dinner tonight. How does that sound?
Well, dear. You want the truth? Tonight you were going to make me some dinner, but I feel like it might be my turn to repay the favor. And maybe later, maybe if you're feeling a little wild, we can go down to the basement and we'll see what happens.
Cue the Oscar.
He sounds like he's nothing.
That was him. You got one too? You want to do one?
Sure.
All right. You got to do. Help me on this one. He's got to do.
He's playing Overwatch. Something. He's playing Overwatch. He's playing a game.
Oh, playing a video game is really good. You're playing. Call of Duty.
One. I got. I think I got a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Go.
You are. Autistic puzzle super fan describing in great detail the latest episode of Monday Night Raw WWE.
Autistic puzzle lover.
Yeah.
Describing the WWE.
Yeah.
Latest episode. Yeah.
Latest episode. Yeah. Holy fuck.
Lego!
I don't know.
That is a fan of WWE if I ever saw him.
Yeah. Yeah. He liked Epic Mealtime in his heyday too.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan. Learn a few tricks. Learn a few magic tricks along the way.
Yeah. He was such a big fan, he unsubscribed at one point.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was
passionate and just wasn't happy with the direction.
Yeah. He had to let you know.
He's like, you told me we need more people to click the subscribe button, so he just kept doing it. On and off, baby. Yeah, it's quantity over quality.
That's
we'll
right.
One. We'll land one tonight.
No, I liked it.
When I was doing research for the episode, I was looking up your channel, Harley.
Yep.
And you have your channel, too. It's not just Epic Mealtime. You have your own channel, too.
Yeah.
You said like you were
Harley
informing him.
Place? Is that it?
Yeah.
I was looking at the episodes of when you were at Burning Man.
Yeah.
Getting baptized?
Fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah?
It was a really crazy experience.
Yeah, how was that?
There's an orgy dome there.
Huh?
Really?
There's an orgy
dome. That
wasn't
in the video.
Wow.
Yeah, you can go to the orgy dome, and you get there, and they put you on ice for like 15 minutes, because anyone coming in hot to the orgy dome, like, come on in now. He's like, you definitely put that guy on. Not that I was doing that.
You learned the next year you went back.
That's smart.
But I was like tripping. I was like Burning Man. I was like on all the acid. I was like, I just want to go in there and smell. I just want to smell the air. I want to feel the thickness of the air. But they give everyone a number, and then they're like, yeah, you go in this first section. It's the just us section where it's you and whoever you came with. You go on the bed here and... You know, you could literally do whatever, and you could literally nap.
Yeah.
And this is a huge Burning Man hack. The Orgy Dome is air conditioned, and you actually don't smell anything there because of the dust in the air. It's,
right.
It's like you literally don't smell anything. So it's a great place to go nap.
Yeah.
But that's the just us room. The next room is more kind of like open season. And I came in, I like looked around, and I don't want to say this isn't the right word because I wasn't scared. There's nothing scary about it. But the noise still haunts me to this day. The inside, I hear it. It was like lots of people like, like to further your audience, I'd actually need your help. If you all kind of just like went like, nothing too crazy, but like,
but like a chanting.
And like, no, it's just some people had a rhythm. Some people don't. Yeah. The noises like that. And it's this droning noise in the tent. And you're high on ketamine.
Yeah.
You sniffed all that horse tranquilizer, you goofball. That's why it's so scary in here. And in the next room over,
it's terrifying.
That's where it's like open season. I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. I'm like, before we go, let's go in there. And like, I opened up the curtain, and there's like literally like a fucking pile. Just a pile.
Human corpses.
It was moving.
Wow.
It was one being at that point.
Just this symbiote.
It was like something out of fucking Dead Space.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
A Sarlacc pit of humans.
Yeah. And it was, so I jumped right in there.
Yeah. Right into the mouth of the Sarlacc.
Yeah, I jumped right in. I was like, Hollow! What am I doing? No, I did. But no, it was a crazy, weird experience.
How many times have you been to Burning Man? We know people who've been to Burning Man, and they go a lot.
Yeah, this is my first time.
It was your first time?
Yeah.
Well, first time?
But I went because I always thought of it as something I wanted to do, but I was like, I'm never going to do that. I'm fucking, I'm straight, dude. But after the boxing match, I was like, I'm gay. No, no, after the after the boxing match, I was like, I could do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Like after my boxing match, I was like, should I be a cop? My brother was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I could be a good cop. I'd be good at that. And then I looked it up, and it, because I have videos online where I'm like, oh, I'm shitting on Molly at the Orgy Dome. You can't be a cop. So I was like, I'll be a fucking postman.
Yeah.
Right. But
turns out same rules.
I was like, I'll go to Burning Man.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do that. I always wanted to do an RPG weekend thing. You know about Bicoline?
Yeah.
In Quebec? Like, I always wanted to go to that. And just you play a person like the whole time, like there and you're like whatever it is that you choose, and you're just like, oh, hey, Brav, where's me a hand job?
What do they call it? What do they call it?
Brav, I need my hand job.
It's LARPing.
LARPing.
Role-playing.
That shit looks cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to do that.
Yeah, and if you go,
I'll go with you.
Really, yeah, that's still.
I'll get into character.
I'll be like, oi, man, where's your hand jobs?
Dude.
And if someone said to you, they're like, oi, Brav, and you were like, hey, what's up? I feel like you wouldn't even want to do that. You would become the character.
What you want? What you lot want? Huh?
Oi, what you looking at?
What you lot looking at?
What you looking at? You trying to give you me my hand job, bruv?
Pussy-o. Fucking pussy-o.
We get kicked out right away.
Yeah.
They're like, Beakley's weird. Remember when those two guys were there jerking people off?
Yeah, but they were LARPing.
Yeah.
They were just LARPing, dude. Chill.
Exactly.
It was a LARP.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a LARP. We got
role-playing keyword.
Yeah, that was a LARP. Yeah.
LARP-induced.
We got costumes here. We got full costumes, dude. I would 100% go LARPing.
That'd be sick.
And I'd be in character. I'd take the piss. It would be amazing.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah, it would be super
fun. I've heard that it's actually so deep you can't take the piss.
No, shit.
You're so deep. You can't like go ironically.
Yeah.
Like you are going to be it.
It would still be in name of irony.
Like you're at that point now, you're like having fun.
Yeah, yeah, but it would be in the name of irony.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it will. It won't.
But
feel
it will be
like
genuine.
It. Yeah, day to day, moment to moment, won't feel like it, but it will be in the name. Yeah,
that's cool.
But that's why I ended up at Burning Man because I was like, oh, I'll do whatever now. Yeah. And Burning Man, I don't even like camping.
Yeah,
definitely don't like fucking camping in the desert.
That's not camping though, is it?
The tent you had in the video too. That looked fucking comfortable.
Yeah, that thing's cool, right?
Yeah, it looked fucking.
That's
awesome.
A shift pod. They're like they set those up. They're just great for cold weather, hot weather, and it's like those balls that pop open. Those things you just take it and it expands, and it's really cool. There's no poles,
no work
poles
or nothing
anything.
To do. Wow,
just pop
sick.
It open. But some people go in there in trailers and they really glamp it up. Some people like get lost for days and are sleeping on fucking
strangers.
Hammocks that are around or whatever. Yeah. But it is basically camping. Like you can't have any water touch the ground. There is no water there.
Right.
So you bring your water in and then you have to take your gray water out. So if you brush your teeth, like you can't spit that water on the ground.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. It's like it's federal land. It's owned by the
sacred.
By the natives.
Yeah.
And so they allow this to happen. And one of the most bizarre things is being at a part in Burning Man where maybe they're playing music and there's like 2,000 people there and you could see the ground is completely clear. Like there's no gum wrapper, not a cap from a bottle or anything.
No. For sure after the aftermath, there's 1,000 piss puddles.
So scenarios happen like, for example, definitely no one pisses on the thing.
Really?
That'd be it. Like if you did and you got caught, this is literally a federal crime.
But what if you didn't get caught? Like what if you were just really fucked up and had to piss and you just
then
pissed?
Then you won, man. You pissed on the fucking, you did it. Got their ass.
You got them.
But there are like federal agents walking around. And
oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can't smoke weed.
That's
there
a fucking
stuff.
Wild job.
Yeah. Well, what happens is people will say that they'll like be out partying and they'll like maybe meet like some girls and they're hanging out and then you know the next day they meet up again and they got their tits out and it's like, yo, you want to go back to my tent and do some extra? They're like, yeah, and you go back to the tent and then she's like, you know, I'm a federal agent, you're under arrest, we're searching this whole your whole camp now.
What?
And like she had her tits out with you for 3 days.
What? Wow. That didn't happen.
No, that's stuff that happens.
That's
like
that's the kind of cop
the undercovers.
Yeah, that's why I want to be a cop.
I want to be a policeman. Yeah, exactly.
I can do that.
He's like, I came here to find out. I wanted to be a cop all along.
The orgy dumb. I'm like, here's my jurisdiction.
Yeah, I'll take care of this.
Clear this whole pile.
But yeah, they the undercovers are apparently really extensive. But I kind of like that they're there. Mm. You don't want like crazy chaos,
no.
Really. I do. Like, things happen, like, sometimes, like, there's a whiteout, which there's sand everywhere, so you can't see shit, and this happens on the final day. Well, now people are going to do their best. People that work there are going to do their best to clean up stuff that gets lost from crazy wind. This year was the whole mud thing.
That was insane.
So the mud shifted, like, stuff around. You're not going to find it before you leave, but then it comes up maybe, like, 3 weeks later. It does leave a trace. Obviously, the things leave a trace, but everyone tries their best. But like that whole mud thing was so sensationalized, and I was right there.
Dude, I watched one TikTok story saying this might be the return of Ebola or something. Like there was the disease is going around. That's why CDC shut it down.
It was so sensationalized that I look at news differently. I'm like, Israel, Palestine are probably getting along right now.
Yeah.
Ukraine's fine. Everything's fine.
It is
the news is goofing. Yeah.
Ukraine,
for clicks.
We all crane.
Yeah. News is just goofing around for clicks.
Yeah, they're all just trying to get the best story.
If it's anything like the orgy dome compared to what they were saying, they're having a good time over there.
Yeah, and like what? Like the orgy dome wasn't important enough to cover?
Yeah,
that should have been covered.
People found refuge in the orgy dome.
And shouldn't they do that with wars now? The same orgy dome method where they put those guys on ice for a bit, then another room, and then they get to full blown war.
They should.
Let's ease them in. Mm. Right?
Yeah,
calm
there shouldn't be like 800 U.S. military installations. There should be 800 U.S. orgy domes.
Yeah,
all across the world.
You just plant orgy domes like you're planting Starlinks and shit, and just roaming around the planet dropping orgy domes.
And like if it's fuck or fight night, you know?
Yeah.
Choose fuck.
And that's funny is every night's fuck night at the orgy dome, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Speaking of, let's do a dildo race.
Yeah.
A vibrator race.
Let's do it.
We got to move all this shit.
Yep.
We got two comments. We race the comments basically. Race two people who commented, and then we like pin their shit in on the as soon as they comment, we're going to pin them. So whatever you want to say if you've won, you're going to be pinned here on this video.
All right, give me the name for the blue one there, green.
Yes, sir.
Well, that sounds really confusing.
Yeah, give me the yellow one.
Green name for the blue one. So we got Jordan Root, 8379.
Jordan Root, you're racing on speed 4. 2, 3, 4.
Versus Phil, 2 of 3.
Phil, you're racing on 2 or 3.
I got Phil. If Phil wins, you got to take a shot.
All right, you got Phil. This is you?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't let me down. We got Phil, and what was the blue one again?
Jordan Root.
Jordan and Phil.
Jordan and Phil. Here we go. Phil's pink. Jordan's blue.
Fill me up. Let's
here
go.
Here we go, bitches.
Uh-oh.
On the twirl.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Phil, you're spinning early.
Oh, all right, shit.
Come on.
Jordan spun early.
Oh, let's go.
Jordan spun early.
Let's go.
Phil's
okay, you got to get that friendly roll.
Oh,
get the friendly roll.
That was
going
big.
No, wait, I'm going back. Yes, friendly roll. Get in there. Get in. Yes.
Oh, way home.
Oh, shit.
Oh, blue is rolling through. Oh, pink took that hard.
Let's go, Jordan. You take a shot.
That was closer than I expected.
These are always close. It's the most exciting, entertaining thing in my life.
That's crazy.
Fuck. Careful. What the fuck happened here?
Careful, everybody.
Did I lose again?
The golden rod.
Did I lose again?
You're supposed to save that for the Patreon. That's what the people have paid for.
This one was left
you wasted
last
the good
week.
Golden rod on these people that didn't even pay.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
That was pretty good. That was a good one.
That was not bad.
So good job. Good job, Phil. We're going to pin your comment. If you see this, comment something on this video. And if you can't find your comment, then we'll pin someone else.
Yeah. Then we're going to get a burner account and write We Condemn Hamas, and we're going to pin that.
On his account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah. Lots of burner accounts.
I like this guy. You said he was kind of shit. I like him.
Yeah, but you know, you shouldn't believe me every time.
Except for Montreal. Everyone's kind of shit from Montreal. Kind of shit.
We're all full of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, man. Yeah. So,
take the dildos away. Put them in the suck room.
Put them next the to my other toys.
You have so many things here.
Yeah, this is our.
We try to like stock up on so many things so we don't actually have to talk to each other. So we have like all these games and whistles and bells, and we're like, oh, let's just use these instead of and supplement our friendship.
I noticed you were counting your jokes. You're like, oh, that one didn't work.
Yeah.
I know, but that's my joke.
The funniest thing.
Yeah.
The funniest thing is hearing him say, I noticed you were counting your jokes.
Yeah. I'm working on my, I shoot like a batting average, right? I try and keep it above 200.
That's fair.
I feel like I don't want to be like, don't count your jokes. Yeah, relax. But like, it's actually funny that you count your jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're like, I got one.
Yeah.
Then he's like, oh, you slept on my joke. Oh, well, now you ruined it because I did a whole joke by yard. He's like, that's it. Yeah. I feel like oftentimes I put on a podcast. I'm not like a big podcast listener, but I'm not always putting it on. And I'm not always like, this fucking guy's better make me laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, the expectations is low.
Sometimes I put on a podcast, I'm like, fuck, they better be pissed off about the same shit as I am.
True.
Yeah, you do that?
You know, fucking borders. No, I'm kidding.
You on Jordan Peterson with that when you're feeling that way?
Oh, my God, my YouTube and TikTok algorithm is so fucked up. My TikTok algorithm will show me something to be like, this video, and I'll be like, don't show me this video. And you're like, and TikTok will be like, but you watched 20 minutes of this stuff the other day. And I'm like, no, I wasn't watching because I liked it. I was watching that because I hated
it. You hate watching it.
You don't fucking know me, computer. Yeah. Like, as smart as AI could get, it's never going to get that.
Yeah.
Right. It's never going to get the concept of like a hate watch.
Yeah.
And then it thinks it knows me. It's like, you love this shit. And I'm like, no, this is serious.
Yeah, it's like merch of that stuff you hate. You're like, no, obviously not.
The AI tries hard. The algorithm is very scary, but there are still limitations.
Sure.
Like, it doesn't really know what you're about.
I don't know how to dress, so I just buy everything from Instagram ads.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, everything you're seeing.
Instagram ads got me a few times.
It's everything you're seeing.
I got a Spider-Man sweater with Spider-Man in like in space, and it said, kill your heroes, be gay, do crime. Mm-hmm. I am straight, by the way. I am.
Ish.
Thanks for that.
So,
glad we were going to ask. But
not that it's a problem if I wasn't.
No, obviously.
Actually, you don't even have to announce that you're straight.
No, that's normalized.
So I shouldn't have even wasted my time, but I just wanted you to know if you want a little factoid about me. For a man who talks about being gay so much, I am actually straight. Entirely. What's that, Derek?
It's a little tidbit.
The fuck up.
A little tidbit.
But I got that sweater, and it was an Instagram ad. Got my ass.
Yeah.
Ordered it. I was high as hell. It like I'm always high as hell.
Yeah. Stories.
Yeah, it came like a strange enough amount of time that I was like, "What is this?" And I was like, "Oh yeah,
yeah,
I did this."
Because sometimes when you're ordering for those Instagram ads, here's the thing: it's not Amazon. Mm-hmm. You order Amazon, you're gonna get what you want. Before you can regret buying it.
Yeah.
Everything else, you've had time to get over the money you've spent so stupidly.
Yeah.
And then it arrives from Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
And you're like, what did I order from Sri Lanka? And it's 7 weeks later. It has, it smells like a mattress. It's been on a boat for that long.
All your whole outfit that you got from Instagram, like every time you clicked order, they're like, hey, wake that fucking kid up now. He's got to sew an XL t-shirt now.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
And I pay for expedited shipping. It never works. Never get the tracking. And but I still end up getting the stuff. But like you said, just unexpectedly months later. Yeah.
Yeah. You like order, you order it at the beginning of the season and then get it at the end of the season of Game of Thrones on the last season. You're like,
or when you're in a phase,
this now.
You're like, I'm in This Is Me now.
Yeah.
And then by the time I get, I'm like, this isn't me anymore. I'm not this guy.
You know what got me with that? And it was Amazon, so I came fast to like Philips Hue light bulbs. I got like a couple and then put some in my house, and then I was like, I need every light bulb to act like a flickering candle if I so want that.
And like, if it's I like, so wish it to be.
Yeah, like when it's fucking, when I'm doing shit, I'm like, it's fucking in time. And now all the lights are like flickering candles. And it's just
prepare
super
for the fucking.
Yeah. And I got caught up in that shit basically.
Yeah.
And those are expensive.
Yeah.
It's like $70 a bulb.
Yeah. But they last for like 1,000 years, so you're good.
Do they though?
Probably.
Will the app still be there to control them in 1,000 years?
If you keep software updating.
Yeah.
every 2 weeks of software update you gotta do. But that is one thing, is like I got sick of Bluetooth apps 3 years ago.
Bluetooth apps.
Yeah, like, just like apps like you buy anything now. They're like, hey, here's a like my fucking smoker. My smoker's like, God, you got a new Traeger grill. Here's your app.
I don't like that.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here with this shit. Mm-hmm. This is worse than the QR code.
You know what I want? And I think people would pay a premium for this.
What's that?
I want some fucking tactile buttons, knobs, fucking switches on my car.
Yeah.
I want to go back. I have a Ford and I hate the fucking screen on it.
Yeah. It's fucking good take.
It's so slow and stupid. And you know what? I don't need anything on this stupid fucking screen, buddy. My phone's going to do faster, better. And it's not even important in the Ford like it is in a Tesla. It's not like a centerpiece or whatever. It's there and it's like clean a $30 screen. Fucking tablet That's from it. The Asian exactly. mall. Yeah. I'd rather just be all dark. It has the radio there, a couple knobs and switches. I can go through maybe satellite radio or something. But it looks like some 90s
and
shit.
Roll-up windows.
Yeah.
No.
Ah. Well, you Even know, the roll-up windows are pretty Quebec, good because dude. If you cool fall winter. If you fall into the water
also, yeah.
with your windows up,
I'm you're not gonna, a bitch, man. I'm staying on the road.
I hear you. But if maybe someone chases you off, use your fucking imagination for a millisecond
I'll try.
You fucking crash into the water. Yeah. Now you got to roll the windows down.
I'm bricked up rock hard. Use my dick to smash the window open, fly out through the window.
But that's not going to be good for you to smash the window when you get glass all over you. You can't even see. You know, I don't even know if you're going to have an easy time smashing that window, to be honest with you. And you're going to use a lot of air kicking it. But if the power is going to not work.
Yep.
But if you have the roll down windows, it slowly, the water pours in.
Why are you trying
take
to
your last
forever?
Breath,
and like
you
don't
swim
live
out.
Do you know what we need?
That's true.
I like where you're going. I think we also need like to hit like, at least 8 or 9 switches before this car starts. Click, 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 click.
Yeah.
Do the sounds in post, Artie. Right? And then this, hit the button, and we're good. That would fucking rock.
I would role play I'm fucking starting up the Millennium Falcon every time I get in my car.
Yeah. You'd be like, oh, yeah, it's going to be an easy ride today, folks. Click, 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 click. While you're talking, you're clicking because you're so used to it. You've done it 1,000 times. Like a fucking veteran pilot.
And like you could also pretend.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's a good bit.
You're just on crack, like, yeah, everybody, this isn't my car. I don't even know what I'm doing.
On a first date, too, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, and she's sitting up front, you're in the back seat.
You know what's funny about that is actually I can't be slick and do cool magic stuff.
Yeah.
And that closes me out from a lot of women.
That's right.
But like I do know some women that would like that bit if I did it. They get in the car and I was like, buckle up. Where we're going, we don't need tires.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And she'd be like, you're so silly.
Yeah.
Can you untie
we don't
me?
Need roads.
Yeah. Please untie me. I miss my mom. I
feel sleepy.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've never drugged anyone.
Mm. Oh, good. I'm really glad.
Except yourself.
I'm really glad you said that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like go on a, you know, go to a podcast in a new place, meeting new people or something like that.
Mm. You're like, hi, Harley, never drugged anyone. Promise.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Harley. I'm straight, not racist Chinese people. Never drugged anyone. Yes, I was at the orgy, you know.
Yeah, those coke jokes were all just jokes.
But the, sometimes I go meet new people and I'm like, oh, what if they're like going to expose me?
Mm. Yeah.
Or being on drugs and at the orgy. I'm not. I'm like, what if, like, I don't know. Who knows, you know? And then I'm always like, oh, I never did anything wrong.
Yeah.
But, like, I do remember when people were getting canceled. I remember I had friends that, like, when are you up? And I was like, dude, I thought the same thing, but I've never done anything.
But you're fine. Yeah. But the thing is, like, after I smoke weed, I'll get that lump in your chest if it's a really good high. And you're really high and you're like, whoa, I forgot even how to, like, move my arms when I'm walking. Like, I got to figure that out first. And then you get this lump and you're like, oh, they're on to me. And you start feeling like you've done something terribly wrong.
You're like, oh, my videos.
I said that to Green the other day. I was like, dude, I'm getting this fucking. He's like, yeah. He's like, isn't it awesome? I'm like,
that's what I like. So I like getting scared.
Yeah.
Some people like to get stoned.
I like to
get scared. Yeah, exactly.
This guy knows it.
People like to, some people like to have the power stripped for them. Maybe they like to get pegged. My version of getting pegged is I'll take like 500 milligrams.
I was going to ask you, what's the most amount of milligrams you've taken? Like, what's the biggest dose?
I took 1,000 milligrams in chocolate bar once. Oh. And it took me like an hour. And I was at my buddy's house. It was like 9 a.m. And it was like a whole bit. And I passed out like instantly. And then I woke up like 3 hours later and different people were there. And I passed out again on the couch and woke up hours later. It's like,
they were 7 years older. You're like,
your Uber's been sitting here. Like, I'm like, let me eat. I ate. I passed out. It wasn't fun.
No.
It was beyond scared. No, you don't get it. You're not even close to understanding it. So, yeah, like it was fun. I could debate how it was very fun, but I mean, in the grand scope of it, like you'd get 2 milligrams, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. That'd be, you never done anything like that?
No, I've done many, 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 many drugs. We got wrong footed earlier, but yeah, I didn't smoke weed today, but yeah, I've done.
He's a big edible life, fan, but not a big edible.
He's just a scumbag, low life. Yeah. You fucking low life. That's my boy.
Yeah, all right. Call of Duty.
This guy, too. I'd like to get like super crazy fucked up and so scared that I go to the movie theater and I'm like behind my buddy. I'm like, you have to order my ticket.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to the boy.
Yeah.
And that's how I've been like, I'll be like, oh, we're going to go to the mall and I'm going to get scared and like go to the fucking espresso store and
go buy a t-shirt.
Coffee or something.
Yeah, go buy a t-shirt.
Yeah. No. And it's like so crazy. Yeah, yeah. That's why I don't understand why people go skydiving. I'm like, just take mushrooms and go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Just take fucking 700 milligrams of THC and get on public transportation.
Dude, like, wipe your ass with the other hand. It's a rush too. You want a little adventure during your day? Don't even take drugs. Use your other hand.
I can't think of a time that I've done that.
It can be exciting for you. I'm saying you don't have to go far in your life.
I'm going to fuck up.
Have a rush, dude.
I'm going to do it later, but I'm going to fuck up.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You're going to be fingering your asshole. Did I give it a good advice there?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
You did.
Derek, take it down.
Derek,
Dr. Phil.
You better have your thumb in your ass. Statistically, one of you might. Right? I got you.
Guess it once for me.
All right. We're gonna hop the Patreon.
We have no choice.
We're over, right?
Yeah, we're at 120.
All right, let's go.
Holy shit.
We're in deep Patreon territory already. You guys already know it. This is your cue. Every week you always ask yourself, you're like, should I just fucking do it this week?
Do it this
week. Because this is the last.
Yep.
I always end the podcast here and I'm always wondering, and then it goes away, I know, but is it really worth it? Honestly, the only way you're gonna find out is if you do it once. And then forget you did it ever again. And I think that's just what you have to do.
135 backlogged episodes all waiting for you right there. And if you don't do that, at least go fucking follow Harley on all his shit.
You got anything coming up? You got anything you want to shout out?
We uploaded a whole bunch of stuff on Epic Mealtime. Did a whole Hogmas thing, like Vlogmas. Still fucking stretching that bacon.
That's so clever, dude.
I got the podcast also. I mean, I upload videos on Snapchat. I know that sounds stupid, but sometimes you get like crazy money in a day. It's very bizarre. I don't know what's going on over there. Harley plays on Snapchat, Epic Mealtime, Instagram, all the things.
We'll hit you with the links below. Harley, thanks for joining us and stick around. We're going to hop to the Patreon, guys.
I'm still here for the Patreon.
Yeah,
you are. That's another, like, you should get, I'm going to say some fucking crazy racist shit. I'm going to show my dick. I'm going to fuck that guy. I'm going to fuck his ass. So you better,
Tell I subscribe.
Tell three friends. We'll see you there.
Fuck.
Down in the barrel, there's a naked man, a stupid drunk with a bottle in his hands. Hey. Along came a brother from another town. Took one look and he jumped right down to the bottom of the barrel. Hey. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. Where we always feel so tall. Bottom of the barrel.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.